Now, because Graham Whittam's the chief executive of the charity Greater Manchester Poverty Action, Graham joins me now. Graham, a really good afternoon to you.
Hi, mate.
So, the rumours, many and varied, that there will be this price freeze. How do you think, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, they're looking at a price freeze, aren't they, for everyone? I think one of the issues with that is that it's a very, very poorly targeted measure. So, actually, if you freeze prices for all households, it's the richest households that are going to benefit the most because they tend to have the highest energy bills. So this is a really poorly targeted measure. And I think unless the government pulls something else out of the hat tomorrow, announces some additional targeted support for low-income households, it isn't going to be enough to address the cost of living crisis that so many low and increasingly middle-income households are facing this year.
But surely some help is better than no help.
Of course, yeah. I mean, people are going to welcome, you know, some support. But, you know, it's capping prices at £2,500. Well, that's way more than double what my energy bills were a year ago. And that'll be the case for lots of households. And you've got to remember that prices have been soaring in other areas. So food prices have gone up, for example. And low-income households have already been, you know, they've spent 10 years now, seen working-age benefits hacked away, living standards stagnating. So it isn't the comprehensive response that we need to the cost of living crisis facing low-income households or the poverty crisis that we've had in this country, frankly, for 10 years or more now.
There are other initiatives, though, Graham. Liz Truss is now the Prime Minister. She's promising tax cuts, reducing the green levy, and also reversing the increase in national insurance. How much would you welcome those initiatives?
Yeah, I mean, again, the cut to national insurance will benefit richer households more than low and middle income households. That's something that was a graph she was shown on the Laura Koosberg show on Sunday, and she said that was fair, which seems odd to me.
But Graham, any cut that's not means tested, anything that's ever done as a blanket, you could always say will always benefit those that are richer more than those that are poorer, just literally because they're richer.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why you need targeted support. I mean, one of the things that we urgently need to do is reverse that £20 a cut to universal credit that came in about a year or so ago now. So we need a boost to universal credit, we need a boost to other working age and pensioner benefits as well. I mean, one of the issues has been, of course, is that benefits and pensions haven't been going up in line with inflation this year, and inflation is soaring. So you can sort of see the argument for universal support around energy bills because it's something that's affecting so many people, you know, all households. It's a major kind of increase. But that's got to sit alongside targeted support for low-income households. Otherwise, the kind of challenges that low-income households are facing, those pressure on their budgets, aren't going to go away. And one thing we must be really careful not to do is to think that this announcement on this kind of universal support on energy bills is going to result in the cost of living crisis going away. It actually won't go away. It's very much here with us, and we will need additional support for low and kind of modest income households over the coming months.
I think we'll get a bit more information on this as well, Graham, but thank you for joining me today. I do appreciate it. Cheers.